"That's 'cause I clean my plate," he said, chasing the last bit of egg onto a fork with the flat of his thumb. "You're a good cook, Mommy," Ashley said. "Thank you, sweetheart. Now come on, let's go. BBWW. While she cleared the dishes, Brendan and Ashley marched back down the hallway in a sing-song chant. "Brush, brush, wash, wash, teeth and hair, hands and face. Brush, brush, wash, wash." While the older two washed up, she put the dishes into the sink for later, gave Adam's face a quick once-over with a wet paper towel, took the kids' lunches, packed the night before, out of the fridge, and dropped each one into the appropriate knapsack. "I'm going to put Adam into his car seat," she called out. "Last one outside is a googly worm." Mary hated the rotten egg thing, but she knew the value of a little innocent competition for keeping the kids in gear. She could hear them squealing in their rooms, half laughing, half scared they'd be the last one out the door and into her old jalopy. God, who said jalopy anymore? Only Mary Mary. And who said God? G-A-W-D? As she strapped Adam in, she tried to remember what it was that had kept her up so late the night before. The days, and now the nights as well, seemed to blur all together in a jumble of cooking, cleaning, driving, list-making, nose-wiping, and more driving. L.A. definitely had its major league disadvantages. It seemed as if they spent half their lives in the car, stalled in traffic. She should really get something more fuel-efficient than the big old Suburban she had brought west. She looked at her watch. Somehow, 10 minutes had gone by. 10 precious minutes. How did that always happen? How did she seem to lose time? She ran back to the front door and ushered Brendan and Ashley outside. "What's taking you two so long? We're going to be late again. Jeez, I'm crow, just look at the time," said Mary Smith.